You're listening to SBS News.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS on the Money podcast for this Wednesday, the 14th of January, 2026, a day where the Australian share market rose, but only just up by 0.1% on the S&P ASX 200, 8,820. Not bad considering it was in negative territory for much of the day. Sectors ended mixed. Six of the 11 sectors were lower. The worst performing financial stocks down by about 1% that sector. It followed some disappointing earnings results from JP Morgan in the US. The best performing sector, energy. It follows records once again for the gold price and silver. Silver now above 90 US, that doubling since September. The oil price also climbing on the back of worries about Iran. So to tell us more about the day's market action, including the lead story, which is the heads of 12 central banks around the world releasing a joint statement overnight, standing in full solidarity with the Federal Reserve System and Chair Jerome Powell, while highlighting the importance of independent central banks to the economy. Now, in the statement, they said Chair Powell has served with integrity, focused on his mandate and an unwavering commitment to the public interest, and that to us, he is a respected colleague who is held in the highest regard by all who have worked with him. Now, those international central bankers include the ECB's Christine Lagarde, the Bank of England's Andrew Bailey, and Michelle Bullock, Australia's Reserve Bank Governor. So to tell us more about its significance and what it means for the markets, I spoke with Hebe Chen, a market analyst at Vantage Australia.
Well, I think this is extremely significant, but whether or not that could help to settle the short-term noise as well as the long-term concern for the US assets and market, that's another question. I think the reason I say it's quite important is because all this collective effort coming from the central banks, either the ECB, RBA, and I also expect more central bank will join. That means they're trying to protect the independency of the central bank. And the independency of central bank is the cornerstone of the modern monetary policy. So all the monetary policies for all these developed countries building on this here. And the breach of the independency will mean the credibility for the central bank will be definitely under threat. In terms of market, what the market sees today is not just about the central bank independency, but they also seeing the future of the US asset is coming into the stage of a no-limit political power. A no-limit political power would mean that the market will welcome more higher unpredictable volatilities here, and it's very hard to control if they don't have an independent central bank and monetary policy system. So what they ultimately will translate into that global investors will need a demand for higher risk premium for all the US assets, either it's the US currency or the US stocks. So the impact for the market, I will see, is much more profound.
Okay. That's not the only international factor affecting markets at the moment. Global influences are also impacting market sentiment in terms of the political climate in Iran. Can you run us through how that's affecting various markets, especially oil, which has seen some particular strength lately?
Yeah, sure. The oil price surged up, as you mentioned, they surged up about 3% last night. It's now getting to the highest level in 12 weeks. On the other hand, we do see there's some other assets, especially safe haven, that go prices, silver prices now all climb to their all-time high. I think they're all putting together to tell us a leading story that so far in 2026 is geopolitical tension will dominate the theme and also will stir the market quite significantly. What the impact for the global market is now, the reason that the market, the oil price surged up so significantly because the investors now seeing a higher chance for the US intervention. And that could mean that the things could get worse before it's getting better. And that's why the market seems to very panic and concerned about the supply and demand. For the prices like gold and silver, the reason they're pushing up is because now the investors are looking for the safe haven shelter to hedge all these unpredictable events that could potentially unfold for the days ahead. So putting all together, I would say that given the still geopolitical tension was still developing, we definitely expect more volatilities in all these markets.
Okay, what about the Australian share market? It turned negative today just after lunchtime. What's driving it?
Well, today is pretty much a two-story session in the Aussie market. In the early morning, as we mentioned, the oil price pushed up higher, that lifted up to the energy sectors by as much as nearly 3%. But after the midday, we do see the financial sectors falling much sharply, seems to offset all the gains from the energy sectors. And the reason being for that is because the concern is now flowing out of the U.S. The U.S. last night have the first One of the first, the U.S. Financial, the banking earning, the J.P. Morgan, their share price dropped as much as 4% because the profit is shrinking. So that sort of concern about a turning point is also flowing into the Aussie market. We do see the top four, the four big banks, all seeing their share prices drop nearly 2% today. And that sort of weighed quite heavy on the Aussie market today.
Any company news catching your attention today?
Well, not for the local market, but I still want to talk about JP Morgan. I think the market seems to react not just because it's an earnings season, but because as a financial sector, they've often been quite economy sensitive. And the key point that investors feel quite worried about is because the profit dropping as much as 7%. So what that means that the whole economy environment has changed. Definitely, we'll definitely expect more earnings to give us a fully picture, but whether or not that means that the whole financial sector may expect to enter a tougher time is something that the investors are now quite cautious about.
And finally, you mentioned earlier when we were talking about those precious metals and oil about how that's likely to be a key motivational theme for 2026. What else do you see as the key themes for the year?
Well, we're now only 2 weeks to 2026, but I feel that we already have too much to take on. So I believe this year is now probably shaping up to be not just a usually fast changing, but probably extremely rapid changing year. So under this such environment, I was saying that often on the one side, it means a lot of opportunity, new opportunity will surface. But on the other hand, it's also very important to check if you do have the fence to be more adaptive to the rapid changing environment. In terms of different assets, I'm still quite bullish about the, as I mentioned, the safe haven, because in the changing world, people need to sense of security is coming from all this. But on the other hand, for the stock-wise, it's probably more of a stock-picking year rather than just all into the whole broad-based rally that I would expect.
That is Hebe Chen there from Vantage Australia, and she wraps up the podcast for this Wednesday. I'll see you tomorrow.